RadioInfluence.com.
You know her from network radio, but now she's on the net and in your head. This is the Fabulous Sports Bit on Radio Influence.
You know what? It must be the Babe Cast. That's what's going on right now. Yes, I am the Fabulous Sports Babe. And you know, I've been gone for 2 weeks. Now, I'm sorry, but I went to the Alps and I couldn't help myself. And they said, are you going to go with us? And I said, first of all, as long as you don't think I'm going to ski. And they said, well, what's the point? I said, oh, no. I will cook your brains out, but there's no way I'm going skiing. Okay, so as long as they did, and they had to put me up front because, you know, I cannot sit in the back of an airplane with the grain unwashed. I have to be up front, as we know. But they took care of that. So I went to the Alps. And it was quite lovely. And they were like, do you want to snowboard? I don't want to do that. Don't you understand? I'm going because you told me to go for free. I'll cook all day long. And that's what I did. So I had a very good time. I was cooking. As long as they didn't bring me venison, I said, I'm not having anything that's a deer. Don't bring me any of that. But everything was quite lovely, I have to tell you. And I do like going across the way. And I like it even better at the beginning of May. So I don't have to go there in like December. So I like doing all of that. Now, let me just tell you a couple of things that are going on. We've been doing football like crazy, and you know it. I love, love, love football. And now that we're through the draft and everything else, I thought to myself, you know, this thing is going to happen, and I don't know anything about it. And I started looking at people in hockey, people I know that are playing this thing. And I started laughing because I thought, I don't know one thing about hockey other than watching the Lightning, knowing the Bruins, knowing a little of the, you know, the Rangers and stuff like that. But I haven't really spent too much time doing any of that. And I thought to myself, the more I look at it, the Nashville Predators, who are where? They're in Nashville. They've already knocked Chicago off completely, four goodbye. St. Louis, they only gave up one game and they beat them 4-1. And now they're playing the Anaheim Ducks to have something to go on. And there was a big thing last night. And oddly enough, you know what? I go to sleep at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't get up till noon. Some reason at 4 o'clock this morning, I was up and I was kind of like, you know, moving around. And I was like, oh, wait, what's the matter with me? I can't go back to sleep, blah, blah. So I turned it on and damned if I didn't see the overtime game. And in that, Anaheim went up 3-2. They're going back 3-2. Is that what it is right now? Is it 3-2? I don't know what it is. It's one of those things. But anyway, I was very excited about going to see it. And I thought, you know, I don't know a damn thing about the Nashville Predators. And then the more I thought about it, I said, well, how stupid are you? You might as well find out because there's only one person in the world I need to talk to. That is Pete Weber. He is the guy that knows everything about the Nashville Predators because he's the guy that does all the radio and TV and everything else in the whole wide world. And I thought, if I need to know something, I'll call Pete. So that's exactly what we did because I tell you, I didn't know squat. But the time we're done, we know everything about them. And you know what? There's a lot of Finland guys on there, and I like those Finland guys a lot. So let's go talk to him. We're doing the NHL. Pete Weber coming to visit on the Babe Cast. I have to tell you something. I went to sleep. I wake up at 4. I don't know why, because I sleep until noon. So, Pete, so I get up at 4 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, let me turn on SportsCenter, see what's on. And damned if they don't have it, the game goes into overtime. And I'm thinking to myself, are you going to be up this early? Yes, you are doing this again. So tell me what this is all about. You know, it went into overtime, and the Ducks won that one.
It went at overtime. The Ducks have squared the series, and nobody thought it was going to be easy. And we fly back out to Southern California today to play Saturday night's game number 5 and see who can get the advantage there.
So do you have I was going to say it's with the Preds, but it's really with the Ducks, right? Because 2 out of 3 actually go with the Ducks right now, right?
Yes, yes. They had the better record in the regular season, so they get home ice advantage. And they finally have they've taken a bugaboo off their shoulders with a game 7 win on home ice last week to eliminate Edmonton. And they had a horrible run of, let's just call it, lack of success in those situations.
You know, one of the things is I thought to myself, I don't know a damn thing about the Nashville Predators. So, of course, I call you. But I mean, like, I know that what's his name? Lavalette is the coach. I don't know if I know anybody on it like that. And I thought, well, that's why we have to call Pete and find out what's going on, because I have a feeling that this Nashville team could find themselves in the Stanley Cup.
Well, I would like to be able to realize that for you and for all the fans here, too. No question about it. And they've played very, very well. I mean, here you are, and I think the fans here have begun now to understand how difficult this trophy is to win. I've told them in early days, it was like winning four World Series rounds, four best of sevens, potentially 28 games. But here they are, they're 14 games into their run. They're 10-3. So they would be six wins away from hoisting Lord Stanley. But more importantly, they know what they have to do now is win these next two so they can get into that position.
Well, you know, one of the things, Pete, is when they were looking in the Central, they're in the Western Central, and I looked at it, and they're like four. They already knocked off Chicago like they weren't even there. They only gave up one game to St. Louis, and now they're playing Anaheim in this thing. And so I'm like, well, in case you didn't know, Chicago and St. Louis are above them, and they've done extremely well in this. So what is it about it? Are there a bunch of Russian guys I don't know, or are there just guys I don't know anything about anyway, Pete?
Well, actually, you know, we have a bunch of Swedes and a bunch of Swiss.
Ooh.
And, yeah.
We like
so,
them all.
Exactly. you know, babe, when I took the job here in 1998, the dressing room had seven different languages being spoken in it. It's not quite as diverse in that way now, but Philip Forsberg from Sweden, obviously, no relation to Peter Forsberg, an outstanding player. And in the game last night, he's the one that forced the overtime. Predators were down 2-0 in the third period. They get a goal from P.K. Subban, the ex-Montreal Canadian. And then here you get Philip Forsberg tipping one in, 35 seconds to go to force the overtime. And Philip now has a goal in each of the four games of this series and has just been fantastic throughout the playoffs. Ryan Johansson was picked up in a trade a year and a half ago from Columbus. He's the center of the number one line. And then we have another Swede on the side of that, and that would be Victor Arvidsson, who is somewhat undersized, they would say, but not underhearted. Let's put it that in that fashion. He is, in the old days, we probably would have called him the Energizer Bunny, but he is truly lithium-ion powered. There is no quit in that young man.
You know, I wonder if guys that come from Switzerland, or more important, like Sweden, are they a lot better when they get here? You know, I mean, I understand that we go to the minors, but in the same respect, I think they got to be pretty good when they get here.
And they are. They are. Now, Philip Forsberg came in a deal, a trade deadline deal, 3 years ago with the Washington Capitals. They desperately needed another forward, and they wanted a veteran. They wanted Marty Erat, and Marty Erat had demanded a trade just before the trade deadline. And then the Predators said, boy, you've got that young Philip Forsberg guy. We'd like him. Capitals said no. They said no. They said no until about 3 minutes before the deadline hit. They called back and said, okay, you got him. And it's taken, you know, it took a year of development after that, but he's had two consecutive 30-goal seasons now. And to get to your basis of your question, I think the European players probably are a little bit better right now because they work more on skill development. We here in North America tend to just throw the youngsters into games and hope for wins.
What about, you know, when you have, I think you, do you have a Czech Czech guy there and some Finland guys for goalies there, but who are the best ones that are there, that are the people that you're looking for goalies now?
Well, the goaltender, Pekka Rinne, has been here now for a number of years. He's a Finnish goaltender.
Yeah.
And babe, he's a great story in that. Ray Shiro was the assistant general manager to David Poile when it came draft time for Pekka Rinne. So the European Predators, European scouts had said, we really like this 6'5" kid who is playing over here. And so Ray Shiro goes over to sort of cross check. And as he did, he only got to see him skate in pregame warmup because at that point in time, Pekka was playing behind Nicholas Backstrom, who spent many years as the goaltender for the Minnesota Wild. So on the basis of a warmup, Pekka Rinne is drafted in the seventh round, and the team has had basically solid gold in net from him from the very outset.
I was also going to ask you, Nashville fans, sure they love Tennessee, but how nuts are they right now for this team?
How nuts are they? Last night, my audio engineer measured the dB level in the lower bowl of the stands when Philip Forsberg tied the game. at 129.4. That's how wild they are about this team. And the previous game was 126.1. So they're consistently, let's just say, vociferously backing this hockey club. And they have been really for quite some time.
You know, Pete, I was thinking about stuff. Somebody always said there are 20 people, there are 20,000 people, and they're all in the stadium. And
yeah,
I don't think
the
that's
Rangers
true.
Fans, didn't they?
Right. They used to say that all the time. But I think especially when you're at this point right now, you know what, Pete, the other day I was watching something maybe like a month ago, and somebody said, it's nice the Predators are going to win and that Carolina did and that Tampa Bay. But unless it's Chicago and Montreal and Boston and the Rangers, it doesn't really matter. And I said, well, yeah, I think it does matter.
Yeah. Otherwise, why be members of a league? You know?
Yeah.
That's the basics of it all. And yeah, it's absolutely fantastic that Carolina won. That really, when you think about it, we had that lockout, so we lost a year. Mm-hmm. But we essentially had Sunbelt teams as defending champions. So Tampa wins in 04. We missed the 04-05 season. Mm-hmm. Then 05-06, Carolina comes on and wins. 06-07, Anaheim wins the first cup on the West Coast since the ancient times of the Seattle Metropolitans. Mm-hmm. Back in the just before it turned 1920, when the Pacific League vied with the National Hockey League for the Stanley Cup. So it has been a fantastic watch. And we had Dallas winning in 1999 and going to the final again the next year. So the Sun Belt has had an impact on this game. And it's largely because of Wayne Gretzky opening the doors for it.
You know, one of the things when we're talking about the Nashville thing, I'm thinking, okay, you got Tennessee over here. But I'm thinking, what's it like right now? Like you said, 129.4, we'd be in jail. If we had that party right now, we'd be in jail right now if people don't know it. So the fact is that people are all over it, but we want it to be, they're talking about it at the water cooler. That's the thing that you want, that they're all talking about it right now, and I think they are.
Well, when I go to pick up my dry cleaning, they want to talk hockey. When I go to the hardware store, I might be looking at doorknobs, but somebody in the aisle there wants to talk about hockey. It's been just an amazing revelation from when I first got here almost 20 years ago now.
Hey, is Terry Chris with you?
Terry is working on the television side on home games, hosting pre, post, and intermissions. And he is going to stay in studio here for our game tomorrow in Anaheim. But Terry and I, here's how it's gone, babe. I'll give you an idea of how people respond. I got back from Anaheim Monday morning rather, and we had a barbecue on Terry's back deck on Monday night, and some of the neighbors took pictures and tweeted them. They just wanted to get involved in this hockey experience. Yeah. And of course, Terry is an absolute hockey treasure, and you know, it was nice that he was able to come out of Parry Sound, Ontario, and blaze the trail for that Bobby Orr guy.
That Bobby Orr guy that I happen to be in love with. Go ahead.
You know something, babe? We went to the NHL All-Star Game in Los Angeles, and they had the NHL 100 this year, the top 100 players mm-hmm. of all time. And the youngest in appearance was Bobby Orr, who then turned 69 a couple of weeks thereafter. But he still looks so youthful. And I'll tell you a story about my longtime broadcast partner, Bob Miller, with the Los Angeles mm-hmm. Kings. During All-Star Weekend, he suffered a stroke. We were on the street in front of Staples Center, so they put him in an ambulance to take him a couple of blocks away to USC Medical Center. And somebody else, hey, is that Bob Miller in there? And they go, yeah, open the door. And they open the door, and Bob Miller goes, hey, who is it? He goes, oh, hi, Bob. Oh, it's Bobby Orr. Bobby Orr checking in. He said, gee, I thought I had passed away already and I'd gone to heaven and was being accepted.
No. You know, you work with the Bills and the Kings and the Predators, too. Well, right. But what were you going to tell me about Super Bowl? I was supposed to remember, and I thought, what am I supposed to remember? Tell me what I'm supposed to know that I don't remember.
How we first met, babe. We were at adjacent tables in the Tampa Convention Center, which was really almost the origination of Radio Row for the Super Bowl. And this is, what, January of 1991. Mm-hmm. So that's how far back you and I go.
Oh, so you were next to me, and I got it. Yeah, okay, because that was how it, well, no wonder I liked it because you were from Buffalo and stuff like that. You know,
I remember that weekend, too, because Phil Esposito came over saying, hey, I've got this idea for a hockey team here in Tampa. So that's how long ago all this happened.
And we were happy that they were going to have a hockey team, and I kind of liked it. It's kind of interesting because I wonder sometimes, because we have three teams here, if it's different than something like Nashville where you've got the Predators. I mean, you may have super, you know, Knoxville stuff. You may have the Tennessee there, but I wonder about the whole thing. But that's the whole thing of, oh, they like it inside. And I said, I don't think so. I think people, you know, if they're doing well, especially if people, if you don't know, when they knocked off the Colorado, and then St. Louis is pretty good, and they won one game, and they were like, goodbye on them. Yeah, I mean, they've been really good, your guys.
It's been fantastic to watch develop. It's been great to be in on the birth of a franchise. And now we're seeing a lot more intermingling with the Predators and the Tennessee Titans. So in a way, this reminds me much of my time in Buffalo, where you had an NFL and an NHL and AAA baseball. It's a lot of fun here.
Well, I'm glad I got to talk to you because I didn't know a thing. I just sat down and I said, I'm going to call Pete. I mean, you want to know? And I said, I don't know anything. This team could easily win the Stanley Cup, and I'd be walking around going, who? So now I know everything, and I'm glad we got a chance to talk about it.
Let's talk again soon, okay?
Sweetie, you have a great time. I'll be watching, okay?
Thank you very much, babe.
Well, do you know everything in the whole wide world? Pete Weber is the guy that will tell you everything about the Nashville Predators. I didn't know squat. I didn't know squat, but I love the fact that everybody came from Finland and Sweden, and I love all that stuff. So we'll see. I mean, we'll find out what happens. This is a big one that they're going through with the Anaheim Ducks. They have something to say in all of that. Now, let me just tell you, I'm watching football, and sometimes I look around and I go, oh, I wish I had something to write on, and I didn't have it. And there was something that I wanted to tell you, and I forgot what it was. But isn't that sort of what happens to me now? I forget, like, in the last minute. You know what's back? Return to Amish is on. I don't want to say anything, but, you know, I thought I liked it before, but even now, there's one person that's going for a GED. She cannot find any, I mean, she goes to geography class. She has no idea where Africa is. She doesn't really know that that's like China. It's kind of wild when you realize that these people go about their lives and, you know, they only give them like an eighth grade education. And the only one that sounds anything in his head makes a lot of sense is the guy who has no education either. And they have an older person there who is Mary that works on this. The last time I saw her, she was on the pole. And I'll tell you, sure, she was in her, like, Amish dress with the thing on her head, and she's swinging around the pole. And I'm thinking, that's what she's got to do from now on. It's just amazing to me. You got to watch it. You know, I'm still watching Forged in Fire. God, I love that. I have a friend that lives up in North Carolina, and I go, Forged in Fire is on today. She's like, I will never watch that as long as I live. And I go, but I love it more than anything. Oh, do you know what's on? Did I tell him about Baywatch yet? Well, let me tell you something. I was not one of those people that watched like in 95 and 96. I wasn't that. Well, it's popped up on some ridiculous thing now, like antenna TV or some nonsense. Well, it goes on at 12 o'clock. Well, I have to tell you, I'm watching it. Well, no wonder you people are nuts. I'm watching this thing. Baywatch comes on, and for the first 4 or 5 minutes, Pamela Lee Anderson is in slow motion with water and a dog throwing things up in the air, and it's all in slow motion, and it's not even the red thing. She just got like some little thingy on that falls off on the side. But you see her, it's like the very beginning is all, well, no wonder you idiots are sitting there looking, all you idiots. I mean, and it's 20 years ago, but I'm telling you, it comes on and it makes me laugh. And you know me, I got like seven of them I have to go through. Well, I know what I was going to tell you. So I'm watching one, and who's driving? What is that? Not a jet ski. What is that thing when you go like that? It's a jet ski? That's still a jet ski? That's not a jet ski. No, it's not. Whatever the hell it was. Anyway, I forgot. Hulk Hogan is driving one of those, and bless his heart, Macho Man is running next to him, and they're driving those things around, and Macho Man, they have to go and get, first they have to go and get Hogan and bring him in, and they have, and they go, oh, that's Hulk Hogan. And then Macho Man comes in and goes, oh, what are you doing there? What are you doing there? And then what's the other guy? Ric Flair. Oh, God. Ric Flair gets out of this limo and says, I'm buying whatever it is. And this guy comes out with a mask on, and he's like this enormous guy. And he goes, he can't say anything. But the other guy that's with him is all done in a suit, and he's got long blonde hair, but his makeup is exactly like Divine. I mean, he's exactly like Divine. He's got the big wide things going up like this. His big like eyeshadow goes way up here. And you see, I looked at him and I said, that really is Divine. That's really when I thought about it. But I thought to myself, that was the best one ever. Because he's going, we can do all this. And Randy's going, I know we can do all this. Randy, bless his little heart. You know, he died right here. And, but anyway, it was pretty wild when I saw them, but I still can't get over. I mean, they're running the credits at the beginning, and Pam Anderson is taking the water and she's throwing it up in the air, and it's all flappity flap flap with her boobs going here and everything else. And I'm like, and then the dog is dancing around with her. I thought, oh my God, I got to watch more of this because it was pretty bizarre. And there's always some kind of upsetting thing that's going on. And you know what? It goes for an hour. I remember him saying one time that it was on like at 176 countries. And I mean, they don't ever have to work again, right? I mean, if it's on 176 countries, you never have to do anything for the rest of your life. I mean, that's it. Why did we ever get one of those things? I don't know. I'm doing this. I have to go now because Jerry's like, how long are you going to talk? I don't know. But I got to tell you some of the stuff. I think there's other things going on, but I forgot to tell you what it is. Well, I'll think about it the next time. Maybe if I write it down, it will make all the difference. I happen to be the Fabulous Sports Babe because they call me the Fabulous Sports Babe.
If you know the Babe at all, you'll know the show never ends. Follow her on Twitter at Real Sports Babe and subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. This has been the Fabulous Sports Babe on Radio Influence.
This is an Ian Beckles Flava in Your Ear Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
My boy Putin, who's sitting back and running the world, by the way. That's a strong SOB. My boy Putin, he was on a hockey rink in Russia playing hockey. And as he came off the ice, a couple reporters came up to him and said, did you hear about the news? And he knew nothing about it. He played dumb. And I guess his team won 17-7. And Putin scored 7 goals. So to me, that's like when Obama played basketball that time. You gonna foul Putin? I was a foulness cat back in the day. Well, I'll put someone on the ground. I'm not putting Putin on the ground. He can do whatever he wants around me. He could do, you know, his Euro step. I'm not messing with Putin on the ice. I'm not touching him. Because if you read up on some stuff, anybody that speaks against him, they fall out of balcony, 4-story balconies accidentally.
You can find Ian Beckles' Flava in Your Ear on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.